Animal agriculture opposition is growing. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. On June 11th, I interviewed Hannah Thompson from the Animal Agriculture Alliance, and this is what she said.
There was a pretty alarming stunt that happened on a farm in California during the last week of May. There was a conference going on called the Animal Liberation Conference, which, as you can tell by the name, was attended by a lot of extreme activists who are opposed to animal agriculture. It culminated in this really outlandish incident that happened where about 500 activists went to a California farm and, you know, showed up on this farm, got access to barns. They went in, they stole animals. Law enforcement came out.
And now this from Janet Riley, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs at the North American Meat Institute.
We're going to continue to see consumers removed from agriculture. That's not going to change. And the big challenge there is not just that they're not informed about agriculture, but that they're more easily misled by activists who would want to show them a video, and they don't have the critical skills to discern what's not accurate because they may not have seen what is accurate. So we really need to be focusing on reaching consumers with accurate information and kind of inoculating them against the activist videos.
Videos that are illegally obtained, prompting ag gag laws all over the country.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.